Police: suspect stabbed multiple people outside famous New York City bakery. By Elaine Mallon on July 27, 2023. A man is in custody after stabbing two people with scissors outside of Magnolia's Bakery in West Village in New York City on Wednesday morning. A 911 call was made at 9:58 a.m. First responders arrived on the scene quickly to treat the victims, Citizen reported. The man allegedly slashed a 24-year-old man in the arm and another man in the neck, the Daily Mail reported. Both are in stable condition. Witnesses described the suspect as a black man wearing a gold chain and a navy shirt, the Daily Mail said. Officers called a level 1 mobilization and have a person in custody, but did not confirm the suspect's description. New York City Councilmember Eric Butcher said the man had mental health issues. Eli Klein, 45, witnessed the attack while he was walking with his wife and infant daughter on the sidewalk. They ran away as soon as the incident broke out. It happened so close, it was 10, 15 feet away. And we were on the same side of the sidewalk, Klein told the Daily Mail. Normally I would stop to help the guy or take a picture of the suspect and give it to the police, but in this instance, I had my baby with me, we just ran, we didn't wait. Owner of a nearby art gallery and a lifelong resident of New York, Klein said crime has become a greater worry. We've seen a steady decrease since whenever it was decades ago, but unfortunately the decrease has stopped, Klein told the Daily Mail. It's not like it was in the 1980s or the early 90s, when it was much worse than this, but you want things to keep getting better and the improvement, the overall trajectory, has stopped. Crime statistics from November 2022 revealed just how prevalent violence and lawlessness have become in the Big Apple. Breitbart News' Amy Furr reported. Crime in New York City increased over the past year, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., claims data did not show bail reform as being the problem. The New York City Police Department's NYPD recent crime statistics show that year-to-date, rape was up 10.9%, robbery up 32.4%, burglary up 29.1%, and grand larceny up 38.5%. During an interview Friday on CNN, Hochul asserted that the data is not showing that bail reform is causing the surge in crime, and there are individual cases, but compared to pre-pandemic and when this was passed, I don't think there's a real disparity. The New York bail reform law went into effect on January 1, 2020. Researchers from John Jay College of Criminal Justice found that more than 72% of violent crime suspects freed without bail were rearrested, compared to fewer than 62% who were rearrested before the bail reform law, Breitbart News reported.